Would you like to ask some additional questions to the people presented different topics today? So then we have to at least re-invite the speakers. Do you have any additional questions? So this is not the case. One topic which we have to discuss is related to the previous pack. So this is on this massive uranium target. So the you were present, which is so it's Quinta and Buran targets irradiated. So we should make some more detailed recommendations related to this one, this topic. Last time this was not discussed completely in detail, and we should have person in charge of this project. This one, only Buran and Quinta. The, yes, aid and so on. Yeah, this is also. Yes, so we should have somebody coming here. Мы договорились с утром, что он придет.
Да. Нельзя, они приглашены, они здесь.
Да.
Ты их выгнал, их все?
Нет, ну нет, все. Они должны знать. The topic from the previous pack, and we will have some additional information on the project E&T, so the name is shorter, that's good, than previously, and we invited the project leader, as I think now everything is going so well that it's good to have additional information. There are, I think, two slides, and then it will be easier to issue some detailed recommendations tomorrow.
Good evening, dear yes, colleague. I presented. Maybe you'll be okay. Is good. Maybe enough. Thank you very much. And as previously, PAC, we reported our project, Energy Plus Transmutation. Since 17 years, for 1 year, we made some of this work is presented on this picture. We participate in coordinate meeting accelerated drive system application and use of low enriched uranium in ADS system in China since 29. After in 17 years we made very complicated work. We transportation the uranium target 20 ton from laboratory of high energy physics to laboratory of Zhilepov laboratory. This very hard work. For today we needed to make a road, very fast road. That is why we moving in 20 ton uranium. As this car from Moscow, from atom, from sketch against of atom energy, and this in this time the our big target installed near beam line, proton beam line, and our people are measurement the background radiation from this big target, and our purpose, our experiment, to become the result of energy gain in the condition when we have very small when we small the excuse me when this was small the neutron last and we hope the energy gain is very interesting. On next previously installation Quinta we become energy gain at 3 by very big lost neutron flux. It will be neutron of lost neutron flux maybe 70%, but we are ready for investigation in the field investigation this big uranium target in the beam of Phosatron. Our commander is our work up support the Russian laboratory of high energy physics, Poland support, and Czech Republic, Bulgaria, and Russian Rosatom. And in this, maybe one, 3 days ago, we have an invitation to tell our work in the atom in the Institute of Nuclear Reactor in Moscow. This is our work. Thank you. Excuse me, from our laboratory, there is an, our colleague, Anton Baldin. He's, он имеет полномочия from directorate our laboratory. If you have any question, and will be answered.
You want to comment? Yes, a little bit. You want to add some comments?
Yes. I would like to say that we started to develop an absolutely new concept of ADS system based on the using the light ion beams, especially lithium beams, is much more attractive for this technique than proton beam. And we prove it in our last publication in the European magazines and United States magazine. It's a very interesting problem, and we will try to solve it in two directions. One, to improve the codes using so large target in the phasotron beams. And the other one, the investigation of core with a proton and light ion beam on nucleotron beam in near future. And this problem is very strong supported of the physicists in the world, and I think this is a new, absolutely new, very interesting direction, which is tested in the different conference and moreover, Sergei said that that is rather important for GNR that many theses, PhD theses, is from the countries of GNR and other countries successfully finished during the last 3 years, about 7, and many publications of young physicists from different countries also good. That's all. If the question, I can answer on the question if it's on.
Thank you. I guess, yes, there are some questions. Yes, please.
Okay. I'd like to add to information presented by Dr. Chuchunikov and Anton Baldin that very important goal of measurement with this large uranium target at the beam of phasotron is to check out to verify the old measurement made in 60s by Galdansky, Vasiliev, Vasilkov and Pokotilovsky group, where was obtained for the first time very large beam power gain at this now is not so high energy of incident beam. The their result on number of fission in three-ton uranium target made of natural uranium and depleted uranium showed that the beam power gain is about 8 for natural uranium target and about 6 for depleted uranium. But point is that up to now, no one code, existing code, verified for many other purposes, could not reproduce the data of this group and this old measurement. So, very important point is to verify their measurement with maybe a much larger target. This target is practically quasi-infinite target because practically all neutron produced inside of this target could be captured and produce the fission in this target. So beam power gain could be measured in much more confident way. And if the results we obtained with this target confirm the some kind of maybe estimation made in previous experiment, because they use only 3-ton target, and this target has very special geometry for radiation, and it is slightly model dependent. So, if the old result will be confirmed, it will be very important impact for improvement of standard code, which could not reproduce these old and very important results. Thank you.
May I ask a question? Could you remind what was the target which was used in these old measurements? It was also a very massive target. You mentioned these measurements in the 60s.
Yes, I mentioned the target has mass about 3 tons. Uh-huh. It was smaller assembly which has a triangle shape, yes? And the beam was entered in a lower part of cutted, yes? So was some kind of calculation which showed that the absent part of whole installation, which should be equivalent about 6 tons of target. It is model dependent, but real measurements showed unexpectedly large number of fission in this massive uranium target.
And from the Quinta measurements, the target was too small to...
Quinta target very small, because it was only half a ton, and it was not so dense target, because it was consisted of small cylinder of uranium with many empty space between these cylinders. So effective diameter for solid uranium is only 10 centimeter. But this target has diameter 1.1 meter. So it is essentially another experiment, yes? Because the leakage of neutron from Quinta target was very, very large. But in this target, the leakage in radial direction will be only some percent, not more.
Thank you. Short comment. I would like to say that in any case, the size of the target and the width of the target is very essential in this experiment. And up to now, we have no adequate computer code, even the best modern code, which explain all effects and all of experiment with such a large targets. And in this case, any experimental results we can get with this target will be a benchmark for the different, the modern code in the world. It is a very important point.
Just to understand, how the number of fissions are detected? How do you know how many fissions you actually have in the target?
With the answer, we have a different methods, like activation methods, uranium samples, and other ones. This is the standard method which gives us the number of activations in the different point of into the target.
And these methods agree?
Yes.
Different methods agree very well?
Yes, true.
Really, there will use two methods, solid-state detector and activation detector. And both these methods gave practically coinciding results, yes?
Yes, it's true.
Yes, but it's interesting the number of fission inside of quinta target, half a ton, was only about 10 fission per one incident deuteron. With energy about from 1 GeV up to 4 GeV per nucleon. Yes, but in case of old experiment at energy 0.66 MeV, GeV, 660 MeV, was 20 fission per one incident proton. Yes, because the size of old target was much more than quinta, but this case is real, as Professor Balden told, this is a real benchmark experiment, very important for any existing codes.
Yes, please.
Provocation question. As I remember, concerning the transmutation at Joint Institute for Nuclear Research, this story, very old story. I'd like to ask, what's the progress in this direction? I remember very well the very big interest, for example, from Czech Republic. They strong support during many years this item. What today we have? In comparison with 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it's an old story, really old story. Сережа, пусть Слава отвечает.
You see, the experiment with a small target was made during some years, about 5 years, at Nuclatron. And there was obtained results which previously not known and not obvious. Indeed, many different results, including energy dependence of bin power gain in a region where previously which previously considered as non-perspective. For example, all old idea was that most perspective energy for this experiment is about 1 GeV, but it's shown that this interval could be much more wide. Besides that, it was obtained very important result that the spectrum of secondary neutron, which formed after irradiation by GeV deuterons, became much harder with increase of incident energy. It is very important point because the number of front neutron increase strongly with energy of neutron. Inducing the fission. So, if you will have the target such discussed here, massive target, practically adopting all neutron, including the high energy tail of neutron spectrum, we can expect increasing of beam power gain. This is very important expectation which follows from conducted experiments, for example. And many other results which should be discussed, which discussed many years in our PAC program committee sessions and presented here during some years. And so...
Павел Григорьевич, можно я по-русски скажу еще один аспект трансмутации? Год назад...
Нет, Сергей, many years I participate in some another concerning the first example of using the phasor together with European Union. We start this work, but unfortunately this work was closed, as you remember. But it was maybe a good idea, but what today? Again, experiment, yeah. But we want to have a special facility for like future transmutator. What we want?
Mikhail Grigorievich, excuse me, we have a result about transmutation in installation Kvinta in two time higher than in become transmutation in European country. Slava told about we have very hard neutron spectrum. That is why neutron spectrum working very progressive. And we have two time higher the percent of the transmutation in our installation.
Short remark. We present the special seminar in a laboratory of nuclear reaction and show that using the lithium, for example, beams with energy in the 350 MeV per nucleon. This is a rather small accelerator in comparison with 1 or 2 GeV proton. We have the same effect of energy. And that means that 2 times smaller accelerators could give us the requirement effect. This is an absolutely new direction, which is absolutely impossible to confirm and test. And moreover, how we show, and Walter Ilyich said about that, that the computing code and mathematical models not adequate describe the hard part of the spectra, and it's also very important for a thick target. These two directions is very important for, I think, like a scientific problem.
Probably to construct the accelerator with lithium beam of the same intensity as proton beam is not that trivial. It will be 2 times longer. It's simply that this is A over Q ratio is 1 for proton, and this is, of course, 2 for lithium. So this is not that easy.
Yes, but we need an order of magnitude less intensity first, and then the radioactive hardness on the element of accelerator with the ion beam smaller than for proton beam. That is also important.
Yeah, but I have more general question, which is related to that. What you said, that is there any ADS program in Russia which may benefit from the results which you will obtain with the new target? Is there any program in Russia on the ADS system?
Of course.
There were such programs, and there are still now, and there are discussions also of the new approach in Rosatom, Gas Corporation, and some institutions. But you see, by the way, I should say that we have to be very careful with interpretation of this data which you discussed, that because there is also experience of other kinds. So we have to be very careful with with the interpretation. So we have to be more maybe also discuss it with opponents which consider that. So perhaps I suggested some few years ago to have some special seminar with gathering specialists of which have also experience in that sense. Okay.
Very short additional note, if possible. Very short. I only want to stress that this target is unique in the world now. Yes, and it is. It will be very sadable if we didn't use the chance to make this experiment with this unique target.
Thank you very much. I think this discussion was very, very useful, and we have additional information with respect to the previous meeting, which, yes, some of the members of the committee were not present at the last meeting, so they can also look at the material which was presented last time. It was very detailed, a very good presentation of the project last time also. So thank you very much for this additional information, and I think that we'll have the dinner. Yes, okay, good. It's what's confirmed. We'll have dinner today here. Yes, reception. Thank you very much again for this long session.
Dear colleagues, so we completed discussions this nearby. So please come for receptions.